A college business professor is bringing back Native American farming traditions by planting the sacred crops of his ancestors on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
I'm Zach Johnson, a row crop farmer from Minnesota.
And I'm Mitchell Hora, a farmer in Iowa.
Agriculture has to feed a growing population, and many people want us to pull that off without messing up the environment. So how do we do that?
It's a good question, and we're going to uncover that and more on our new podcast called Fieldwork. Check us out on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Go to fieldworktalk.org.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Taylor Keene is a business professor at Creighton University. He's also a member of the Omaha Tribe in Nebraska and the Cherokee Nation in Oklahoma. His passion is to bring back and preserve the indigenous vegetable crops of his ancestors and revive the traditions around growing and eating them. He transformed a small plot in his backyard into a functional farmstead, raising corn, beans, squash, and sunflowers from sacred Native American seeds.
And to watch them grow and to see them reach pollination time and to learn about hand pollination and all the lovely little creatures from the insect nation who came to visit, and Grandmother Spider, and it was just a wonderful reawakening, and it changed me.
That was 5 years ago. Since then, Keene launched a project called Sacred Seed to extend education about Native American culture, indigenous plants, and soil methods to other areas of the country. He includes teachings from an old memoir among Missouri River tribes on raising corn.
What the tribes planted, how they planted, the different types of corn, and how they braided them and threshed them or dried them out, down to actual designs of, say, an Omaha plot, and how the Omahas had a fourth sister, the sunflower, and how they ringed rectangular or square gardens with these, even down to the angle of the mounds so that they would receive optimal sunlight.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the Sacred Seeds Project at agriculture.com.